producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, the crew liked my Italian gangster story. It's a true story. But they didn't get why I was like rubbing my face. No, that's what he was doing to my face. And I was being nice. He was like, oh, you're so nice. And I started pulling back. And he had tears in his eyes. And it was just bizarre. It was like what you see them do in the movies. That's really happened. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. David in Nebraska, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
I had a quick poem real quick for you. It's just a few sentences long, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. You need to stop using their pills. Because the pills are the tools to rule the able through a problematic, soulless numbing. They're going to keep dumbing until they fool the faithful with a holographic second coming. They spray the skies, deny the tithes, and supply the highs.
Well, that's a good poem or rhyme. You ought to go into hip-hop.
I mean, you can find me at Facebook / B-E-A-R-E-N, Baron. I'm not like a rapper or anything like that. I just, you know.
Like, you're not a rapper, you're an OG Magger.
I like to read and write poetry. I'm a racist, Alex.
Hey, we love you, brother. Having fun with it. Take care. Thank you, David. John, you're on the air. What about Nukes in Chicago? Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, I reside in FEMA Camp 5 here up here in Wisconsin. I was listening to a local radio program last week during the elections and that, and there was a blurb that came on once. I haven't heard it anywhere else that, was it 8 or 10 generals, I guess, and high-ranking officials were released, most of which were released because of loss of confidence, and one of them being...
Yeah, no, thousands of officers, dozens and dozens of generals a month. It's in the hundreds, and it's all the head nuke commanders, you name it. Yes, that's going on.
Yeah, well, it's kind of strange that that happened last week, and now this other story breaks, you know, so...
Well, I'm going to steal your term, because I said, it's not just FEMA Region 5 that you're in up in Wisconsin. I'm in FEMA Region 6. You're right. You're calling from FEMA Camp 5. I mean, that because just identifying that we're under FEMA since 1979 and that it's openly preparing for martial law, we should just identify we're in they've already put the world into 10 regions, each country into 10 regions, and let's just identify that we're under FEMA.
I wonder if I could use that in my VA ID.
Probably. God bless you, brother. Anything else?
Yeah, one more thing. You know, it was about Obama locking up the internet and stuff like that. I have accessed videos of yours that you've been posting from time to time, and I access them and I get no audio. And I go to YouTube, get the same video, no audio.
Yeah, I'm hearing this from a lot of people that suddenly there's no audio on our videos, and then we go check them and there's video. Folks, send us emails at showtips@infowars.com. Tell us what you're seeing. God bless you. Appreciate your call. I'm going to start going to Bill in Thailand, and then we'll go back to callers, but Pachenik's coming up, so kind of address your questions to him or comments. Bill in Thailand, what's on your mind?
Hello, Alex. Bill in Thailand here. The cities you spoke about on the nuke list are the same cities that were in the running to host the Republican National Convention. I know because they chose Cleveland, and my family's from there.
Wait a minute. I forgot that. They were looking at Dallas, Denver, Cleveland, and Chicago. Oh, my gosh. Nucleus cities match Republican convention sites. Where did they choose?
They chose Cleveland.
That's right. Will Obama nuke the Republican National Convention? That's a way to take out your enemies right there. Wow, I'm going to come back to you. Stay there. It'll be up to hold. But we'll go to Rena, Douglas, Daniel, Bill, and others. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, it's right through me. Don't you understand? Oh, my little girl. All I ever wanted, all I ever needed.
Words are very unnecessary with your lover, and they can only do harm. It's true, in my experience. That kills more relationships, getting into arguments, than anything else. Leave it lie. But what brings societies and civilizations down is silence. And the reason we played that intro, I was talking to Dr. Steve Pachinik, legendary if you study such things. And, of course, kids today don't even know who Chuck Yeager is. So, by the way, tomorrow, Free Will Ricky Ross, the biggest cocaine dealer arguably in U.S. history, certainly the biggest on the West Coast, 30 million a day at sometimes with the CIA, is going to be landing here in a couple hours and is going to be here with us in studio for 2 hours tomorrow. Of course, he's a big part of the new movie, Kill the Messenger, on Gary Webb, of course, who I knew very well, and was going to be coming on my show to vindicate himself when they killed him, just like the D.C. Madam. I don't want to get into that. That's a whole other story. The point is you hear real news, cutting-edge information here. Rick Ross, the real Rick Ross, not the fat rapper. He'll be here with us in studio. We are joined by Dr. Steve Pachinik for the next 50 minutes, stevepachinik.com. He's a medical doctor and a board-examining psychiatrist. And, of course, held the rank basically a colonel when he was in the Navy. Did a lot of secret operations he can't get into. Helped found Delta Force with General Boykin. And, of course, ran PSYOPs for the State Department and advised the U.S. Army. And, of course, he is a composite character of the Jack Ryan character. Nobody probably knows who that is nowadays. From the Patriot Games and wrote a bunch of books with Tom Clancy. He has a new book that he advised on that just came out as well. And he's also has a medical company that he never talks about. I'm going to talk about that at the bottom of the hour and take your phone calls. I know we have callers left over from before, but Jenny can talk about anything. Just address your comment or question at him for those first bank of callers. I'm going to do another bank of callers just specifically for Pachinik, 800-259-9231. Trained in psychiatry at Harvard University and international relations at MIT. His novels are based on over 20 years' experience resolving international crises. He's a top hostage negotiator for the Department of State and for four administrations. And he's, of course, been a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And he came on my show back in 2002. And said that 9/11 was an inside job and that bin Laden was dead and their government was financing radical Muslims and letting us attack us and ordering stand downs. The CFR called up threatening him at the time. And I remember he called me and goes, yes, they're visiting me. Yes, they're very upset. That transcript, oh boy, I guess leave it up, but what do you think? And well, the rest is history. And then basically stuff he's covered on the air has been attacked by Stratford, which, again, is an admitted CIA echo chamber. Because the CIA is not supposed to be involved in domestic propaganda. They made it legal this year, but before that they used Stratford for that, which overall Stratford promotes, you know, guns and some freedom issues, so at least they're not communist in their ideology. But as a CIA tentacle, I'm not even saying they're the worst thing out there. But, you know, they do criticize me for no reason because I don't believe they're baloney on bin Laden. But Dr. Pachinik joins us. He was on Sunday for just two segments and was just dropping bombshell after bombshell. I want you to talk to us like we're 5 years old, Dr. Pachinik, because whenever you're talking, I can tell you're talking to the establishment. And that's important to have that conduit. But there are different groups in the establishment, obviously. So talk about the different power structures that are there, the good, the bad, the ugly, the different mafias that are there, the different combines that are there in your well-researched view. And then describe to us how you see the battlefront, the battle space. Will they pull a false flag to make Obama look like an angel and pull his bacon? Because he's falling apart so fast. What's going on with Russia? I know you're an expert on that and don't like the Ruskies and the whole Ukraine situation and this gas pipeline. All of it with Dr. Steve Pachinik right now. And then we'll go to Bill in Thailand and everybody else that's holding. Renee in Canada, Douglas in Idaho, Daniel in Colorado, Wayne in Texas. All right, Doc, there's my long hypomanic introduction to you. You've got the floor now. Tell us, please answer the question. What are the real power structures? Who are the power players in your view? And who are the good, the bad, and the ugly?
Well, the real power structure always goes behind what Stalin once said. The power of the gun is what determines the viability of a power structure. That's pretty crude, but it is very real, even in a republic. And remember, we are in a republic. I want to congratulate everybody with the veteran. But basically, the power structure in America is what Eisenhower said, the military-industrial complex, as evidenced by the following. First, it's the military with its numerous generals, admirals, and all kinds of senior officials, whom we do not need now. We are downsizing our military. We should be downsizing, but we're not. In fact, we have more generals and admirals than we had in World War II, where George Marshall, the most brilliant of all strategists, created two wars in two different arenas, the Pacific and Europe, where we won two wars. Since that time, as a comment about our military, we have lost every major war. As General Boykin has said, who was the head of Special Forces and whom I worked with, we have not won a battle since 1944 in the Battle of the Bulge. That's a very serious indictment. like Keith Alexander, General Petraeus, many others have PhDs as well as multiple degrees in strategic analysis and in cyber war. We're coming into a new era where the gun, the missile, and even the ICBM and the B-52 and the old triad of power that we used to run from the White House under the Nixon, Ford, Reagan administration, the triad of the bombers, the ICBMs, the nuclear submarines, the only one left is the nuclear submarine, and that's been supplanted by really cyber war. And the man who brought it to the forefront in the power structure was really quite formidable, Dr. Keith Alexander, General Keith Alexander, who's been correctly reprimanded for overreaching his own mandate, but he's done that in the attempt to really understand how far the National Security Agency can reach. Now, having said that, major power would probably be within the National Security Agency, 16 or 15 other intelligence groups, including the civilian CIA. Now, I have been a fan of the old CIA, where you had people who came out of the OSS, men like Paul Redman, Jim Lilly, Don Gregg, and others who really came in because they wanted to be dedicated to America. But unfortunately, over the past 20 to 30 years, the CIA, a civilian organization, became a paramilitary organization, co-opted part of the military units through an office called the Special Operations Low Intensity Conflict Office, or SOLIC, and took in special forces where they asked them to take off their ranks and basically put them in paramilitary organizations. General Dennis Blair and others like myself and other generals feel that this is no longer appropriate. We need our special forces under total command of the military.
And isn't that a coup of the Republic system that George Washington set up in 1776 when he founded the army, which then they immediately then go to the mercenaries and make them the new rock stars, up front paying them a bunch, now they don't as much, to suck everyone out of the old Republic system into their new private army, which can then be spun off to foreign corporations, and you basically have a soft coup.
Well, that's correct. What's happened in effect over the period since 9/11, the most famous stand down and the one that should receive kudos, and I know Alex is very, very private about it. He really does deserve the kudos for broadcasting what was a significant message that this was a stand down and a false flag. Since that time, we haven't had that. We've had deception, denial, and distortion. But the most important false flag we've had in the 21st century was the 9/11 one in America's mind. Now, what happened as a result of that is Cheney, who had never served in the military and refused to serve 11 times, when he was drafted, yet I and others who were drafted the first time went in, this coward or chicken hawk, Cheney, sent our boys into harm's way in Iraq and Afghanistan, knowing fully well that they were going into getting killed for no reason whatsoever. So we've been in wars that we don't really need. Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan.
We've had a complex
war on terror. I'm sorry?
So we've had a military-industrial complex that purely was about profit, even if it undermined the overall interest of the United States. That sounds like killing the golden goose. Even if I was a sociopathic globalist making billions, I would not want to undermine my main command base.
Well, you're correct, Alex. The key issue now for America and why I'm very positive about America and even more positive about our military, but American citizens have to put a brake on what's called the military-industrial complex. General Eisenhower was clearly a formidable leader, but he was also a formidable American who was a very down-to-earth individual who said, look, if we don't watch our military-industrial complex, we will erode the basis of the republic. What is happening now and why we have to be careful is that the republic has turned into an empire. The empire is out of control with 783 bases in 223 countries. We are fighting no one. And actually, we have a Navy that should be denying access to the Chinese. That's probably the legitimate national security concern we have in South China, which is being negotiated now. Other than that, we have no real interest in other countries. ISIS is not a major concern for us. Israel is not a major concern for us. The Middle East is not a major concern. We are a formidable net exporter of oil and gas. As a result of that, we have, because of our entrepreneurial skills and ingenuity, we have been a net exporter of oil and now gas. We do not need Saudi Arabia. We do not need any Middle Eastern country to supply oil or gas. And in turn, they cannot manipulate the price that we decide to lower. And we keep lowering the price of gas and oil down from 100 Brent oil to 80 Brent oil, and probably we'll bring it down to what the Canadians have, which is $50 a barrel of Brent oil. My suspicion is we will have the Keystone Pipeline going all the way from Alberta down through Texas. And the reason for that is because Canada needs to export its shale gas oil through that pipeline, and we have been a very good partner to Canada.
And why would George Soros be trying to block that key pipeline? Is he how in bed is he with the Chinese?
Obama is not very well in bed with the Chinese. I have to give him credit. The Chinese are basically deciding two things. One, they're putting into position and they're saying to all of their neighbors, primarily Vietnam, which, by the way, after 30 years has been our strongest ally in Southeast Asia, we are going to be parking our military in Vietnam. We officially don't have bases there because we don't want to end.
For those that don't know, China's been attacking Vietnam, and people think it's weird that we're teamed up with Vietnam now. They've been fighting the Chinese for 500 years, and that's why they didn't want us there. It was always stupid to go there. Is anybody that tries to go there, they fight them. And it's just how bizarre now that you're about to, have these. And why is China making statements like, we may take Philippine islands, we may take Japanese islands? Why are they escalating the rhetoric, and what does this gas deal mean with Putin? And then let's segue into Russia.
Okay, the issue why China is talking as loudly as they are, it's for internal consumption, not for external. China right now is not capable of manning an effective fleet against our own fleet. We had, in effect, our think tank of Commander-in-Chief of the Pacific has denied access to the most important straits of water strait, which is the Strait of Malacca, where trade goes through, and 80% of the trade are protecting Chinese boats. So if you really want to look at the paradox of the situation, our Navy protects Chinese boats to do free trade into Southeast Asia. The second part is Vietnam is the only country that has defeated five countries, including France, Japan, China twice, and the United States. And they have no animosity to us because they realize that we came in there not as exploiters or as colonialists, but basically as an opportunity, and we left, as opposed to the French, whom they really hate. Now, what happened to China is Putin, because we are decreasing the price of oil, and then effectively we are in an economic war, let this be understood. This is not by chance, nor was Gorbachev correct about saying this is a new Cold War. This is not a new Cold War. Gorbachev knows that he was taken down because we were effective in both the Bush administration and the Reagan administration. And I must give credit to Bush Sr., who was exemplary in really running the operations against the Soviet Union. Let me repeat it again. Reagan gets proper credit, but the person who does not get proper credit and should be lauded for what was done in the Soviet Union and against the Soviet is George H.W. Bush, 41, and James Baker, Secretary of State. These are two exceedingly modest men from Texas who have never asserted their rightful place in the history of the takedown of the Soviet Union. They were the implementers. They were the ones who provided the overall oversight over my strategy and tactics that were developed at the RAND Corporation, then incorporated by the CIA and the military intelligence. And we effectively took down the Soviet Union against their economic variables, their military variables, and their religious. Never underestimate that we are a Christian society, a Judeo-Christian society, where Pope John was very effective at bringing together 1 million Polish Catholics on the border of Russia to basically say religion is not dead, and we will stimulate that religion of Greek Orthodox or Russian Orthodox in the Soviet Union. And that was the beginning of the end of the Soviet Union. So contrary to what Gorbachev would like to believe or anybody else would like to believe, this was really a group effort on behalf of the CIA, the military intelligence, Bush Sr., Reagan, and Baker, who really carried through an immense amount of heavy-duty work with multiple coordinates involved in the economic, the military, even music we used to show that we could break up the apparatchiks, which we used the rock and roll, believe it or not, and religion. So this is not, we're not entering a new Cold War. What's happening is, because we are a formidable country, and I think everybody should recognize it and enjoy it for this moment, we have created envy. Envy in this world means that the Russians historically have never been able to equal what we have done, despite the fact that we have taken down twice their repressive regime. And probably Putin will leave within time, because he can no longer manage an economic system that's based on the market economy.
Sure. Doc, let's shift gears for a moment.
Yep.
After you finish on Russia, get into, though, the awakening, the moving back to the States, the liberty movement, what you think is positive, because I see a lot of positive stuff, but the corporate globalist interests that are using the United States like it's evil Frankenstein, they're not giving up. They're moving forward. I mean, I see them pulling false flags. I see them doing economic scams. But they're also afraid to do big false flags now because they know we're aware of the tricks. I want to talk about that political landscape as well.
Sure. The American political landscape, thanks to you and others, quite frankly, what we will call the conspiracy or the alternative media, has really become the mainstay. We took that name, and I thank Alex and others who were involved, and became the mainstay because what in fact happened is we devolved the power all the way from the White House down to the regional governors and then the commissions. And as a result of the Tea Party movement, which did have an impetus effect and eventually had lost its usage, it basically stimulated a lot of the grassroots initiatives and the basic underlying Americanism within our people. That is, we understood that we were being hoodwinked. We understood what we were being lied to. We understood that Obama didn't belong there. We understood that Bush lied to us. We understood that Clinton was immoral. So what happens in return, our reactions come out thanks to people like you who can articulate those feelings and basically state the positions. We said no more. We don't want this. We don't want the Bushes. We don't want the Clinton. And as Barbara Bush said, no more Bushes in the White House. She's correct. And I would add, no more Clintons in the White House. So we are beginning to evolve into a new political entity which has greater control at the grassroots level, where the corporations are not that effective. That's why they have gone overseas. But what happened when they went overseas is they forgot that the American worker is the most efficient, fast, entrepreneurial worker in the world. When he went to China, the corporations, they came back with very poor product. When they went to India, they came back with medicines that were highly diluted by other products. So the American corporation suddenly said, wait a minute, Europe is going into devaluation and deflation. China's heading into deflation and a problem with their environment. We're coming back to the United States. So what's happened is the corporations are economic cowards. What do I mean? Companies like Pfizer take what's called an inversion technique. They basically buy out a company like AstraZeneca, which is not a very effective pharmaceutical company, because of the tax advantages. And without leaving their own base, they go from a 35% tax rate down to a 15% tax rate, even though they've done nothing more than shift paperwork in New York. That has to change. The American public is basically subsidizing big corporation and big pharma, which doesn't deserve it, despite what they say to you and they say to me as a physician. They have not developed all these medications on the basis of FDA research and on the basis of the NIH. They developed it on the basis of having side effects and their own greed. So what I'm saying, the American public is a very effective instrument for brooking these big industries, for being able to stop them, for saying, okay, that's enough. We may not always agree with Obama, yet nevertheless, the economic warfare is effective against the Soviet Union against Russia, and Putin is crying out. He needs help. The Chinese need help now because we're going to fast-track that trade, and that means a lot more for the political power base in the United States. We are now the only people that have had increase in our growth development. We've had a decrease in unemployment, and really in relation to Europe and China and the world, we're doing much better. Even though there's the ISIS and Ebola, we're able to transport beyond that,
sure,
and get back into our work.
What
and
about
that's where the beauty? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, we're just going to break here.
Okay.
We're going to break. When we come back, I want you to finish up, and we're going to do some phone calls. We're also going to talk about your medical company, which we never talked about. But before we go there, I want to specifically, though, get into what I call this fascist leftist ideology. I don't even call it socialist, where they get off on trying to destroy the family, messing with men, messing with women. The attempt to screw up families and to screw up the society. This is what you do to a foreign enemy, and I would call that an immoral tactic. Why are they using those type of psyops to degenerate society here? Why is the political class doing that? We'll talk.
We're on the march.
The doctor.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, pounding the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nason Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nason Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's too. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
To some people, this sounds like nails on a chalkboard. It sounds like heaven to me. Get a cage. I got to tell you, polka is his game. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we are here live, weeknight, 7 o'clock Central. I want to go to your phone calls. I want to talk to Dr. Pachinik about the question I was throwing at him back as we went to break, and then I forgot. What was the question? It was an important question, and I wanted him to think about it, and I want to see if he remembers what the question was. It'll pop in my head in a second. This is teleprompter-free, folks, so I mean, you're really getting what I think here. So sometimes I forget what I was talking about earlier, but we'll see if Dr. Pachinik remembers the question I was asking him. And I'm also a little bit selfish, too. I know he's got two products that are world-renowned and are bestsellers around the planet. He's into nutraceuticals as well as a medical doctor and psychiatrist. And so I want to pick his brain about that as well. Because he just, you know, didn't just produce movies and write a bunch of books with Tom Clancy and, you know, run the State Department PSYOPs and do the Camp David Accords and all the amazing things he's done. Much of it classified, so we can't talk about it. He also has a very successful nutraceutical company. And that's what we have at InfoWarsLife.com is the most cutting-edge documented products. And Pachinik said something so interesting during the break. He said, well, Alex, I said, well, why are you so successful? He goes, really, no marketing, nothing. He goes, it's word of mouth. We started out selling almost none of it, and it just slowly grew over the years. He was telling me what they sell a day. It's just, it's incredible. And that's word of mouth. See, we're the same thing here. A lot of nutraceutical companies just put out the basic thing they can, or they put out crud, or they put out synthetic stuff because they want to use marketing to do it. No, we don't use marketing. We use, hey, you know, this is really high quality. Just try it. And then people get results at InfoWarsLife.com with the great products that are there, whether it's the Oxy Powder or Survival Shield or DNA Force, or whether it's the Lung Cleanse or whether it's the Fluoride Shield, Chelating Detoxifier, or Colloidal Silver, the 300 parts per million, Nano Silver. Just all of it is stuff that's been known to have really good effects across the board, and that is that we can also then get the very best of and bring you at competitive prices at InfoWarsLife.com. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. But Dr. Pachinik, tell me about your line of nutraceutical supplements, because, I mean, I know that it's a very, very popular. People have gotten great results with it, and I'm interested. Maybe you can work with us and help us formulate something, Dr. Pachinik.
Well, it's a pleasure. Let me first state that, Alex, the question you asked me was about the nature of the left wing distorting the values of the American
family. Oh, yeah. I mean, why do they come out and brag, yes, Obamacare is meant to bankrupt you?
The reason is very simple. The reason is we're basically a Christian country. What happens in a Christian country is not that everyone is Christian in religion. They can be atheists. But what the statement of Christianity is about is the statement of certain values that hold true to the very roots of what our country was based on, which is the family's essential value of the organization, the community. The community is a central element of the state and the county, and the states are a central element of the republic. So when you have these values, you learn what is appropriate, what is not appropriate. Certain things break the norm. When you have gay marriage or you have different types of relationships, that may be within the Christian shield. That's up to the theologians to decide that. But the basic point that there may be a war of values of class structures, that's inherent to the republic. We have always had internal wars between one ideology and another ideology. I have always had faith that the American public will reaffirm its basic beliefs and that we're a Judeo-Christian country which rises on values of both religion. And that doesn't mean that you can't be an atheist. You can be as long as you understand the precepts and the conduct of behavior that those religions mandate. In other words, treat others as you would treat yourself.
The golden rule. Well, that's what I'm getting at is it's very Soviet style, but also fascist, the way they persecute people and want to arrest preachers that, you know, read out of the Bible in Houston. They want to subpoena them and want to make you talk away and adopt their language. That's not liberal. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. These people are just sickening autocratic control freaks engaged in what I'd call bullying attempts at cultural overrights.
Well, the point here is where there is always strife, there's always opportunity for America. This is where we have the opportunity to fight back, be it on the right or the left. If somebody tries to suppress a minister who wants to read from the Bible or whatever time, then he has the right to assert his right and to fight for that right. Within the doctrines of the American Constitution and our Declaration of Independence, those are the mandates that are given to us. That's why the federal government is becoming weaker and weaker, and what's happening is now judges and judicial courts are beginning to make mandates that have no relevance to everyday living. Whether Roberts says that the country, that a company is a person, is absolutely ridiculous and probably will be changed. But in terms turn, that has affected the way we have voted, and that's affected the way the candidates have come forth. But my faith in the American public is that it really will revolve around things that are anti-fascist, anti-suppression, anti-repression, simply because that's the way we grew up. The problem for the most of the world is that they cannot mirror the notion of the individuality of the American people. Be it you're black, white, green, yellow, or red. That's why people want to come to this country. It will always remain that way. We will always struggle within.
Sure. Why would our elites and the Republicans working with them try to fundamentally dumb people down and screw the country up? That is such a premeditated vandalism of the culture. It repudiates the people running things and shows that they're the lowest form of scum.
Well, if you have nothing else to do, you run for Congress and a senator. Most people that I've treated who are a professional politician really have never started their own business. I've never had day-to-day concerns like you and I, where we have to meet a payroll, we have to meet financial obligations. Most of them are very entitled, very lazy, and very scared to go out into the real world to find work and to put themselves up against the reality of uncertainty. And that's really what we've had in leaders, whether it's Clinton, Bush Jr., or Obama. Not one of them has had a job other than being a professional politician, which by definition means you've never had a job. So what we have to look for now is somebody who's really been in the executive branch or the management branch of any company or state.
Yeah, why is it always lawyers? Why don't we have, like, corporate people or business people or medical doctors or something? Instead, it's always lawyers who just believe they can argue any side of anything, and so there's nothing there. There's no core value, and so they're threatened by anybody who has values of any type. They just want us to be these programmable bots.
Well, the lawyers are basically creating their own game. You play within the law, you play within a kabuki that's corrupt and distorted. If you play in medicine, it's an open-ended game that has its own rules. But now you got Rand Paul, you got a lot of doctors now in Congress. You're going to have CPAs at the local level here, at the commissioner level, and we need more managers who literally had jobs. And now we have the head of the VA who's come out of Procter & Gamble. We're going to have businessmen running forth. I mean, Romney was an example of a businessman. John Huntsman was an example of a businessman. America turned them down for a man who had no history and no practical application. So the question becomes, are we going to repeat this again? Are we going to vote in somebody who's singular because of their color or their gender? Or are we going to bring in somebody who understands finances, management, and implementation?
Now, because you've come on over the years for 14 years or 13 years and never plugged anything, I do find your company interesting. Tell us the name of it. We'll put the website up on screen. Tell us about your
interest. When I was in Montana 7-8 years ago, I developed a company with a brilliant naturopath named John Newstead, and we developed two key products. One was MK4 or OsteoK, which was used for osteoporosis. We didn't initiate that product. We took it in from Japan, where it's been used for 30 years for the treatment of osteoporosis and the prevention of fractures. We don't worry about the bone density as much as we worry about decreasing fractures. And we found that we can decrease fractures significantly. At the same time, we've gotten initial approval by the FDA for the treatment of acute myelocytic leukemia and myelodysplastic syndrome,
wow,
which are very important issues. And people all over the world have now been buying this up in the hundreds and thousands. And as I said to Alex, I really don't watch the company because it works by itself. It's word of mouth. And the other product is Mitofor, which is an amazing mitochondrial infection and improves the memory. And the last product we have is the multiple vitamins, which is a requirement of 4 vitamins minimum per day, which was formulated by Dr. John Newstead. And when you deal with NBI Health, you will be dealing with my partner, John Newstead, who's a brilliant, brilliant pharmacist and a brilliant botanist. And this company's been very successful because of word of mouth and because the products do work. And we don't claim that we discovered the initial product. We claim that we formulated and made it pure and potent, which means it's very rare in America to have products which are literally not diluted with other brands and other lower quality products. We guarantee the highest quality, made in the United States, and its performance guarantee.
Well, so, I'm very interested in it because I look at the formulations. They're amazing, and I know how successful it is in just 8 years. We follow at InfoWarsLife.com the very same ideas, the very same principles, and it is all about word of mouth, and that's why being moral is a win-win-win for the customers, for yourself, for everybody. I mean, that's the only karma or mojo, reap what you sow, that I want is serious high quality. And there's all these attempts to suppress these type of things, but I see that being defeated as well. So the moral of the story is, there's not just evil in this world, there's good as well. Now, listen, I want to get to calls. I don't want to hog everybody here. Renee, David, Wayne, Douglas, Daniel, who's been holding the longest here, John? Rena in Canada. Okay, Rena in Canada. The guy in Thailand had to hang up. Okay, Rena in Canada. Go ahead, you're on the air with Dr. Pachenik.
Okay, you can hear me?
Yes, I can, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, so I kind of have a small testimonial about vaccines, and then I'm just wondering how they can get away with this stuff. 2 years ago when my son was 2.5, he was given a vaccine, and then the next day when he got out of the bath, his legs started wobbling, and he just, like, fell over. And 20 minutes later, he was really hot. I ended up having to call 911. While I was waiting, his lips turned blue. It was like the scariest day of my life. We got to the hospital. They did all kinds of tests. They couldn't find anything wrong with him. And then I started researching vaccines, and I found out it says right in the inserts that they cause seizures. And I'm just wondering how they could be constantly injuring.
Well, almost everyone I know that's ill got a vaccine, adult or child, and they get Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy, they can't drive cars anymore. They get epilepsy from it. They get cancer from it. People's kids are fine. They're brain damaged, with blood coming out their nose the next day. It is a curse. And again, I'm not saying vaccines aren't a real technology. It's just that whatever's going into them, whatever's happening, I wouldn't take a vaccine if my life depended on it. Now, I don't know Dr. Pachenik's view on this. Dr. Pachenik, your view on immunization?
Well, on a collective level, we need to immunize our children. Otherwise, we're going to have an outbreak of what I've seen when I grew up, which is polio, measles, mumps. It is not a very good epidemic to have. On the other hand, you do have concerns and side effects, so you really have to study and find out how much thermosol and how much mercury there is in the vaccine and whether there's a variation of it.
Well, that's the thing, though. They lie and say, so you're honest, like doctors always were, and said, yeah, there's cost-benefit. Now they just say, hey, there's no side effects, trust us, take it. And when you get hurt, they try to deny it. Here's an example. They never said give pregnant women vaccines until 6 years ago. Now they say give them extra. Now, I've talked to medical doctors on air. They say that's crazy. What do you say?
Well, I haven't given it. You know, I've just given vaccines to myself and my family. Unfortunately, nothing has happened. But I can't get into the details of vaccines. I've not been privy to all the studies. But I do know from an epidemiological point of view that we do have to contain certain problems. One is flu, which Spanish flu has killed over 20 million people in 1990. We have some control over that now.
Yeah, I think the issue is the vaccine companies have been given protections where they can't get sued, basically. Remember Porton Down and Bioport and the troops getting hurt with bad vaccines? I think the issue is they're allowed to put out crap, Doc.
Well, that's the problem of the FDA. The FDA has to monitor this more effectively. Can we monitor more effectively? Yes. Will I speak on behalf of the FDA? No. I think Margaret Hamburger has to address these issues as to where the vaccines have to be improved.
All right, well, that lady already hung up, but I wanted to hear from her if her son got better. We're so sorry, ma'am. Look, it's cause and effect. Take the shot, have the convulsion, and it's an autoimmune response in the brain, according to medical doctors. And I get the fact. I wish vaccines were safe and effective. I would take them. It's just that the damage, I believe, is starting to outweigh what they claim the good is, Doc. Let's talk to Daniel in Colorado. You're on the air with Dr. Pachenik.
Hello, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling from Durango, Colorado, and here in the local paper, the Durango Herald, they put out an article stating drones take to the sky. And how they're selling this is how it will be beneficial for wildfires, how they can locate the hotspots and go in and put them out. We see the police state forming. we see martial law on the horizon. What are your thoughts on drones?
Yeah, that's a good point. Whenever we showed about 5 years ago or 4 years ago that they're planning to use drones to surveil farmers and harass people, they had the media say it wasn't true. Now they're launching them. Dr. Pachinik, what is your concern on drones, the police state, you name it? Because there is an awakening happening, but the system tends to, you know, try to set up an oppression system.
Well, what's happening is the more the police state tries to set up an oppressive system, the more faulty it becomes. In other words, the bigger it becomes in some ways, the American public should be grateful. It really doesn't function as size increases. It becomes more ineffectual. I'll give you an example. The day 20, 30 years ago, they may have collected the National Security Agency 1 million bits of information in a minute. So they might have been able to monitor. Now they're collecting billions of bits of information, which has no relevancy to anything. With the issue of drones, it's a fascinating phenomenon because now you can buy a drone for $300, and people can actually have their own drones taking pictures. So I think it's a new era. I think it's equally
I'll tell you what, stay there, stay there. I want to come back and have you finish up, Dr. Pachinik. I had a drone fly into my property, up to my house, through the window, and it got away before I could get it. But that did happen.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On September 30th, 2014, the first confirmed case of Ebola appeared in the U.S. This, combined with several other unidentified viruses, have some of our customers at 30dayfoodsupply.com concerned about the safety of our domestic food supply, resulting in a surge of our $99 90-serving kits. While we at 30dayfoodsupply.com have no expertise in epidemiology, we are aggressively purchasing raw materials that are currently in stock, and we intend to continue to sell our 30-day non-GMO emergency food supply for only $99 as long as we can. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 541-229-0010 and purchase our 30-day, 90-day serving emergency food supplies for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. 541-229-0010.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Well, we've been getting Dr. Steve Pachinik's perspective today. We got 6 minutes left. I'll take a few more calls for him. StevePachinik.com is his site. Doc, anything else you want to add before we talk to Wayne and David?
No, I'm very pleased to answer the question, and I'm honored to be on your show. I look for this.
Honored to have you. Wayne in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I want to share something real quick, and then I got a question. I've seen some things out here 70 miles from your location. I've seen two spacecraft out here, man, but just 3 days ago, I saw what looked like a B-52 silver fuselage flying over me. And what fell out of the sky was like a giant sperm. I mean, it was odd, but it had a tail like a web, like a spider web almost. I'm seeing things out here that are unbelievable. So I believe they have technology beyond our understanding. My question for Dr.
I'll tell you, you saw what dropping giant sperm out of the sky?
Well, these things had like an egg sac on one end and a tail that came off of it. I mean, it looked like a huge sperm, but it was odd. I wish I'd got pictures.
Sounds like some kind of midair refueling deal. Very, very strange. What was your question for Dr. Pachinik?
Well, I'm concerned about the psychology that we can't get beyond between the believers and the non-believers of what's going on here. And does this relate to Revelation in that some men's minds are seared?
The Great Delusion. Yeah, given the Great Delusion. Let me ask Pachinik that then in the time. Thank you, caller. Get some video of that. I'd like to see it. Dr. Pachinik. How do you get people who have cognitive dissonance and are in denial to wake up and admit this stuff's going on?
Well, the problem, it takes an incident and it takes a shock for them to suddenly realize that there's one thing they believe and then the phenomenon is not according to their belief. Like 9/11, everybody felt, oh, it's not possible because it takes too many people to be in a conspiracy and we don't do that. The American government doesn't do that. Then finally, Alex Jones come forth or Dr. Pachinik, and then what happened is engineers and architects from all over the United States, hundreds of them said, look, the fact that a building 40 stories high comes down in 10 seconds is not possible, and this is what happened. And then eventually that cognitive dissonance of non-belief with the phenomenon of how you destroy a building and the fact that a third building was blown up without any effect, that breaks the cognitive dissonance.
That's
and eventually
right.
People begin to say, oh, my God, you know, our country does go against us, and therefore we must protect us. And that's why you and I are here to basically attempt to break that denial, but it takes time.
David, Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, this is David with the NOLA Report. I got to interview John McCain about Benghazi, and I got to speak to an establishment Republican over the one night at a congressional victory party. And I was picking his brains about a lot of topics, and he said one of them was Russia. And he said that we should go in and kill every single one of the rebels in the Donetsk region. The first question to Mr. Pachinik is, do you think we should cut off the Russian pipeline in that region? And the second one is, we always associate communism with Democrats, but do you believe that there are fascists in the establishment Republican Party, or are they just crony capitalists?
Well, I think they're two good questions. Number one, we don't have to do anything physically to Putin. We're doing it already psychologically and economically. When you drop the price of oil below $90 per barrel, that's the first red line for him. And the second red line is that the Kremlin, we know, is preparing for an economy and not an effective economy.
I'll tell you what, do five more minutes, Doc. I want you to be able to finish this thought. We'll talk to Douglas in a few.
The answer is no, we don't need to go in. They were basically dropping the whole economy of Russia by just lowering the price of oil.
But is that moral? What did they do to us? So I'm going to come back and ask you that straight ahead. 70 seconds. We're back, folks. InfoWars.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200
200-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.